U.S. stock markets stabilized at the open on Wall Street this morning after a big drop last Friday. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all fell by around 2%, making last week the worst in the stock market since August. Oil prices also fell below $36 a barrel, a new seven-year low, which is raising some worries of an economic slowdown, just as the Federal Reserve this week is expected to raise short-term interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. Let's check in with Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. She's with us from New York. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And what's with all this turbulence in the U.S. stock markets?
Well, I mean, a lot of things happening. We've had this theme of slowdown in global growth. It's been hanging over the market. And as you said, last week felt a little bit like August. And in August, our big story was, oh my gosh, the Chinese economy, hard landing,
right.
It's downshifting. You know what? I think everyone needs to just relax a second because, yeah, the Chinese economy, guess what, gang, is not going to grow by 10% annualized anymore. It's just not happening. They are downshifting. It seems to me that the Chinese government is a lot more comfortable with this concept than the rest of us are. They're not going into some horrible recession. We're talking about instead of 10 or 12% growth from a few years ago, they're growing at 5 or 6%. But add on top of that, this fear of the drop in oil, like the canary in the coal mine signifying so much, and you've got anxiety. And of course, we do have this big Fed meeting. And I think investors are basically freaked out and saying, we get this first rate hike. We know what's going to happen. We don't understand what's going to happen in the next four, five, six rate hikes.
Well, do you think that there are conversations going on at the Fed right now reconsidering whether it is indeed time to raise interest rates this week?
First of all, how much would I love to be a fly on the wall around
yeah.
that? But I doubt it. I think what they're basically having a conversation around and what they will be talking about for the next 2 days is, what is our communication going to be in this period of time where we are shifting? I mean, just think about this. We had a 25-year period where interest rates were going from high levels down to low levels. Then they were at zero during this emergency period of 2008-2009. 7 years later, what does the Fed need to communicate to all Americans and to the global markets? We got it. We know we have to normalize policy. We're going to go slowly. It's going to be data dependent. I think it is almost a foregone conclusion. Wednesday, they will raise rates. What they say in that press conference and how they communicate what happens next, that's going to be the interesting part.
Well, and a lot of people will be asking questions about whether the Fed should be doing this right now, in part because it's got two mandates. The Fed has two mandates. It wants to keep employment at a maximum possible level, and also it has to make sure that inflation doesn't get out of control. But in this case, we have unemployment falling down to 5%. And yet inflation is still very low. What is expected to happen to inflation if the Fed raises rates?
Well, I mean, the Fed's got a little bit of an issue here because we'll get a CPI report out tomorrow. But
that's Consumer Price Index.
Consumer Price Index. And so we'll find out just what's going on. We have seen an interesting trend, though. If you pull out energy, which is obviously a huge component and it keeps a lid on inflation, there are some areas of this economy where we are seeing prices start to bubble up a little bit. It's in the service sector. And a lot of the economists that I speak to say, look, we don't have deflation right now. We don't have disinflation. And frankly, if the economy continues at its current pace and job creation is still at around 200, 210,000 a month, we should see some wage increases. When you get wage increases, what tends to happen after is you get some inflation. Not horrible inflation, not double-digit inflation. That was before you were born, Jeremy. but this is the good inflation where people go out and buy stuff because they're saying, okay, let me do it today because who knows, in a few weeks it could be a little bit more expensive.
Jill, we are starting to take a look, and this is what economists do every time there's a little bit of uneasiness in the markets, at all kinds of different things that maybe they took for granted before. One of the things that people are looking at right now is junk bonds. These are corporate bonds that are not that appealing. they are riskier, and they had their biggest drop in price since 2011 on Friday. What's going on there?
First of all, let me give you my definition of junk bonds. Like, you know, you have like a really responsible sibling. You say, oh, if I lend my sibling money, I'll get paid back. But then you have like a bust out cousin who you're not sure you're going to get the money back from. That's a junk bond.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a shakier credit rating. And what's happening is that we did have a big sell off in the junk bond market last week. Part of that has to do with the plunge in crude oil, because a lot of the companies that were borrowing aggressively were these small energy companies. They were using borrowed money, which was cheap at the time, and they were going to repay it But that was presuming that crude oil could stay at $50, $60, $70 a barrel. At $35 a barrel, they're having a hard time repaying it. So we had a couple of flameouts in the corporate junk bond market last week. A couple of big mutual funds that invested in some of these companies. And you know what? This is a great lesson for investors, I have to say. Everyone's belly aching. Oh, I'm only getting 0% or 2%. Guess what? When you take on more risk, you may earn more interest, but this is the dark side of it. Yeah. You take the risk that you won't get the money back.
That's Jill Schlesinger of CBS News talking with us about all things economy today as we wait, Jill, for the big news from the Fed later this week. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.